When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here are the facts.
You take a book, you take a bag, you take them all, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life.
And it's time to take a chill pill. Or not.
And I'm not chill, I'm crazy, okay?
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, December 7th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. One of the greatest superheroes of Hell's Kitchen is returning to the Marvel Universe. And although we might not know when that return will happen, we do know that we can expect a familiar face. During an interview with Cinema Blend, Marvel Studios boss Kevin Feige confirmed that fans would see the character Daredevil in future projects. More importantly, he confirmed that the actor playing Matt Murdock would indeed be Charlie Cox, who previously played the character from 2015 to 2018 on Marvel's Daredevil series. Feige told Cinema Blend, quote, "If you were to see Daredevil in upcoming things, Charlie Cox, yes, would be the actor playing Daredevil. Where we see that, how we see that, when we see that, remains to be seen." So, could that be the upcoming Spider-Man No Way Home? Some think he is the unidentified man kind of seen in an image interrogating Peter Parker. Cox himself has denied involvement in the upcoming film, telling comicbook.com, quote, "I can promise you those are not my forearms." The Kennedy Center honors were handed out over the weekend in Washington, D.C. as an in-person event for the first time since before the COVID-19 pandemic. Prior to the ceremony, President Biden hosted a reception in the White House to congratulate the honorees, Motown Records founder Berry Gordy, Saturday Night Live head Lorne Michaels, Bette Midler, Joni Mitchell, and Puerto Rican opera singer Justino Diaz. While speaking about Michaels, the president noted how the SNL boss has tried out 7 different comedians to parody him on the sketch series. And he received an offer on the spot from another show vet who was also there to honor Michaels. Have a listen.
"And Lorne Michaels, Mr. Wise Guy over here. He's trying out 7 guys to play me. Talent like past Kennedy Center honoree Steve Martin, who is here today. Steve, are you here today? I was told you. Steve, stand up. Come on. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. You want me to play you?
Steve, I'm afraid you understand me too well."
Oh, touche, Mr. President. Well, you can check out highlights from the event at EW.com, and you can watch the entire 44th Annual Kennedy Center Honors when it is broadcast Sunday, December 22nd on CBS. The school bell has tolled for the final time on AP Bio. Series creator Mike O'Brien announced Monday that the education-themed comedy won't be getting a 5th season at Peacock, which previously rescued the show from its cancellation on NBC after 2 seasons. In addition to thanking the cast and crew of the show, as well as fans, O'Brien said on Twitter, quote, "This show has been one of the best experiences of my life, and that's because of the hundreds of hilarious, hardworking, positive people that were involved." Season 4 dropped September 2nd, and all 42 episodes of the series will remain available to stream on Peacock. HBO's Succession and Mayor of Easttown and Paramount Plus's Evil have emerged as the leading TV nominees for the 27th Annual Critics' Choice Awards. Succession, which wraps up its 3rd season this weekend, leads the pack with 8 nods, including Best Drama Series. Cast members Brian Cox, Jeremy Strong, Nicholas Braun, Kieran Culkin, Sarah Snook, J. Smith Cameron, and Matthew McFadden all scored Best Actor, Actress, or Supporting nominations for their work on the satirical dramedy, which has been critically acclaimed since it debuted in 2018. HBO's other big contender, Mare of Easttown, gathered 5 nominations, including Best Limited Series. Kate Winslet received the nod for Best Actress in a Limited Series or Movie Made for Television, and Evan Peters earned a nomination for Best Supporting Actor in that category. The 27th Annual Critics' Choice Awards will be broadcast live on the CW and TBS on Sunday, January 9th. Film category nominations will be announced December 13th, but you can check out the full list of TV nominees at EW.com, which, of course, is where you can find lots of other news, reviews, interviews, and more. Number 3. Hard to believe, but Nicole Byer has never had her own stand-up special. Until now. It's today's number 3 pick, Big Beautiful Weirdo. The Nailed It host has a bit of a full circle moment for her comedy special debut, filming it in New York's Gramercy Theater, where she got her start in stand-up. In that time, she's become vegan. Well, basically. So she has some things to say about that, as well as getting back on dating apps, which has really made her examine her past attempts at relationships. Have a listen.
I was thinking to myself, Nicole, how have you dated anyone past 3 dates? How? And I was like, oh yeah, I tricked them. Because men seem to really love a chill girl. You know, a girl who's chill. A chill girl. And I'm not chill, I'm crazy, okay? I'll be saying normal things out loud to a guy and thinking the most insane things. Out loud, I'm like, tee-hee-hee. Yes, you're very funny. Let's get a drink. Who, me? I love a taco. And then I'm thinking insane things like, why does it take you more than 30 seconds to text me back? Will you ever love me more than you love your dog? I know it's only been 3 months, but if you die, do I get to go to your funeral? And is that when I get to meet your mother? That last one's not a joke. I said that out loud to a friend, and she was like, bitch, you gotta chill.
You know, maybe that's not the worst advice. Byer has more to say on dating, her busy professional life, and a lot more in Nicole Byer, Big Beautiful Weirdo, streaming now on Netflix.
Number 2.
Welcome to Quinta Brunson's Classroom. The Black Lady Sketch Show alum is the creator and star of today's number 2 pick, ABC's new workplace comedy, Abbott Elementary. Brunson plays Janine Teagues, who, with her fellow teachers, must balance their differing educational philosophies with outdated textbooks and scant school supplies. Here's a preview.
Okay, everyone, please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, except for Andrew, who is taking a principled stand against nationalism.
I'm Janine Teagues. I've been teaching second grade here at Abbott Elementary for a year now. The staff here is incredible. There is a 7-year-old custodian who voted for Kanye teaching social studies.
That's who runs the world, kids.
The main problem in the school district is no money.
There have been 3 presidents since this one. It's an old book. Here's where I taped in the others.
I'm looking for Miss Coleman.
Hello.
What's up?
Oh, I thought one of my colleagues here hired a stripper for me.
Okay.
This is a really great cast that includes Tyler James Williams, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and scene stealer Janelle James as Abbott Elementary's Michael Scott-like principal. Class is in session tonight at 9:30 on ABC. It's trivia time. ABC's Live in Front of a Studio Audience returns tonight with reenactments of The Facts of Life and Different Strokes. More on that in a bit. But first, today's trivia question. What future movie star was a series regular for 1 season on The Facts of Life early in his career? Brad Pitt, George Clooney, or Tom Hanks? Stick around for the answer, and our number 1 pick, What to Watch, will be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. And now, let's go live to our number one pick, live in front of a studio audience. ABC's star-studded sitcom Throwback is returning for a third go-round, this time recreating episodes of 80s staples The Facts of Life and Different Strokes. Jennifer Aniston, Gabrielle Union, Alison Tolman, and Katherine Hahn will take on The Facts of Life roles of Blair, Tootie, Natalie, and Joe, respectively, with Ann Dowd as their house mother, Mrs. Garrett. Different Strokes, meanwhile, will star John Lithgow as Mr. Drummond, Kevin Hart as Arnold, Damon Wayans as Willis, and Dowd again as Mrs. Garrett. Plus a top-secret lineup of special guests who will pop up during both shows. Will Molly Ringwald reprise her Facts of Life role as Molly Parker? Hey, with Aniston, Union, Tolman, and Hahn all playing teenagers, anything could happen. Indeed, there are lots of creative casting choices here. Hart, for instance, will be stepping into the Different Strokes role, originally played by a young Gary Coleman. Here is the comedian on how he feels about revisiting the classic sitcom.
I think this is an amazing show. It's a phenomenal idea, and paying homage to these shows that had such an impact on the childhoods of the actors and actresses that are playing in it. You know, this is a TV was very, very special back then. I mean, it still is now, but I don't think it carries the same weight that it did back then. So this is just a way to kind of to really give a nod to the actors, actresses that were part of it, the showrunners, writers, creators. I mean, you know, it's a big deal. So to have a part in it is something that I do not take for granted.
Well, be sure to tune in to see how it all goes down and whether anyone flubs their lines on live TV this time on Live in Front of a Studio Audience tonight at 8 on ABC. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. What future movie star was a series regular for one season on The Facts of Life early in his career? Brad Pitt, George Clooney, or Tom Hanks? The answer is George Clooney, who played a handyman named George Burnett on the sitcom's seventh season. He also appeared in four episodes of season 8 before being dropped from the show. Well, that is going to do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shana Naomi Crockmall.